You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The storm today is going to add about half an inch of water to our snowpack as the mid-elevations continue to melt off later this week. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, Sportico is reporting the NHL Executive Committee has approved the Arizona Coyotes' move to Salt Lake City. All that's left is approval from the league's Board of Governors. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have a serious accident in Utah County in Spanish Fork where a crash has been affecting traffic in both directions. They are alternating traffic to try to reduce some of the buildup. This is Highway 6 by the windmills. And we also have an accident that's been moved out of traffic. This is southbound SR36 Main Street at Bates Canyon Road in Stansberry Park. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot cooler today with rain showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
Yes, they're around. It's 46 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Lindsay Davis, anchor of Prime, streaming weeknights on ABC News Live. The first criminal trial of a former U.S. president is now underway. Former President Trump is charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, including a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. ABC's Aaron Katursky says it could be a while before a jury is seated.
Could be up to 2 weeks if necessary. The potential jurors are being asked 42 questions to weed out any potential bias. The lawyers here know everybody in that room has heard of Donald Trump. The question is whether their view of him can get in the way or not of being fair and impartial.
The former president calls the trial a political persecution. President Biden addressed Iran's missile and drone strikes on Israel and praised the U.S. response.
Iran launched an unprecedented aerial attack against Israel, and we mounted an unprecedented military effort to defend Israel. Together with our partners, we defeated that attack.
House Republicans will meet tonight to figure out how they'll keep their pledge to offer more aid to Israel. ABC's Stephen Portnoy is in Washington.
Pragmatically speaking, the easiest option for the House would be passage of the $95 billion foreign aid bill that the Senate approved 2 months ago. That measure includes $14 billion for Israel, but also $60 billion for Ukraine, and that has been a major sticking point for House Republicans.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the armorer on the set of the movie Rust, has been sentenced to 18 months in jail for the 2021 death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, New Mexico Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer.
But for you, Ms. Hutchins would be alive, a husband would have his partner, and a little boy would have his mother.
Actor Alec Baldwin is also charged with involuntary manslaughter. His trial is set to start in July. It's April 15th. That means you have just a few hours left to file your federal income taxes. The deadline is midnight tonight. You're listening to ABC News.
And now,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind. Until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The In-Depth on KSL. Till now, it's been called a tragic accident, but the FBI is investigating the Baltimore Bridge collapse. ABC News correspondent Jay O'Brien joins us live. Jay, they've already ruled out terrorism, so what crimes are we talking about here?
So the crimes the FBI is focusing on when they open this investigation, a source tells us, is was there any negligence or things like that on behalf of the crew of that ship? Meaning, did they overlook a maintenance issue or something else when that ship left port in Baltimore that could have led to the ship losing power, thus losing its steering and crashing into the bridge? That's what happened. And it's important to be clear about that, because so many people, when they see the headline, FBI Baltimore bridge collapse, think that the FBI is investigating whether or not this was an intentional act. What they're investigating is, did the crew overlook something really significant that could have led to this incident? And they don't know the answer to that. They're in the very early stages of their investigation, but we do know they've already been on the ship. They've searched it with a search warrant. They've interviewed the crew. That ship is still there in Baltimore's harbor.
If they looked at the records from the ship going way back, this vessel had a history of problems, didn't it?
It had a history of problems, but nothing necessarily of this scale. And the jury is out on, you know, if you talk to different people in the cargo shipping world, some will tell you that, you know, ships could have no safety issues. Others will tell you that, you know, if you have a ship in service for a certain period of time, there's always little things that are going to come up here and there, but nothing in which of this scale. Now, we have heard of cargo ships losing their propulsion before, but obviously none of crashed into a bridge of this nature that brought the bridge down and closed the port. So that is what the NTSB is investigating, by the way, the National Transportation Safety Board, what exactly caused this crash. And the FBI is adding on and conducting their own investigation into A, what caused this crash, and B, is what caused this crash something that was overlooked when the ship left port.
Two high-stakes investigations. ABC News correspondent Jay O'Brien joining us live.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.